Hey everybody, it's Todd Dills here to introduce a special midweek series of short excerpts from a special talk Overdrive and ATBS had with Red Eye Radio's Eric Harley, the Mid-America Trucking Show. The talk was attended to the release of the 2024 updated edition of our Partners in Business Handbook for Owner-Operator Business, start to finish, with our seminar at the Big Show. This year, sponsored by the Rush Truck Center's Nationwide Dealer Network, the business book is available for download via overdriveonline.com/PIB. Find a direct link to the download page in the show notes wherever you're hearing this number one in the series of shorts. This one introduces the Partners in Business program and digs into perspectives on building your owner-operator business pantry to insure against the feast or famine dynamics, freight markets, and the whims of business cycles. Voices other than my own that you'll hear in order of appearance are those of Red Eye Radio host Eric Harley, ATBS Vice President Mike Hosted, and Overdrive contributor and longtime business coach Gary Books. Hopefully it gets you thinking about your own business. You're set up for success, whatever markets throw at us. Here's Eric Harley, starting us out.
I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show, Day 2, 2024. And joining us right now from Overdrive, we've got the Partners in Business Roundtable, and we lead off by bringing on, once again, Todd Dills. Todd, pull up the microphone there and tell us about this initiative, Partners in Business. How far with Overdrive does this go back?
So Partners in Business is it's called Partners in Business because it's a partnership between Overdrive and ATBS, mm-hmm. The business services firm for owner-operators. And
right.
It goes back to, I believe, the year 1999,
yeah.
Maybe 2000. And for 25 years, I guess.
Wow.
They should have.
Wow.
I didn't take the opportunity to mark like a quarter century milestone, but I guess that's where we are.
Yeah.
But
wow.
25 years, we've been producing the Partners Business Manual. So basically a handbook for owner-operator business.
Yeah.
It starts with setting things up, motivations, all the legalities of setting a business up,
right.
Choosing a business structure, all the way through retirement,
right.
And how to prepare for it, how to save for it. And we update it every year pretty significantly with new material that's been developed throughout the year.
Right.
That's no exception this year. The brand new edition's out at overdriveonline.com/PIB. And easy to find. And we're here at Mid-America just to kind of talk about that, but more importantly, Mike Hosted and Gary Books here who are with us are presenting here at Mid-America, and a lot of that presentation draws on real operational data,
mm-hmm.
that ATBS puts together, working from averages among its owner-operator clientele,
right.
to give folks some benchmarks to kind of see the trends. See what income performance has been like through the tough time here, and offer some strategies to pull your way out of that,
sure.
to withstand, sure. to maintain profitability through a tough time, and on the other end, hopefully to really make hay when business cycles turn, give you some ideas of when that's going to happen.
Right.
Mike is studies the data pretty closely, and he's got some pretty clear ideas of when that might happen.
So yeah, Mike Hosted with ATBS, as Todd mentions, partnership that goes back now well over two decades. And we've been talking about, in fact, ATBS on the show for a long, long time. For those who don't know, fill us in what you guys do there at ATBS.
Our entire philosophy at ATBS is to help the owner-operator live a richer life. And that means doing everything for them on the back office side.
Mm.
So our goal is to help coach them with their financial statements, do their bookkeeping, do their taxes.
Right.
But again, most importantly, look at their numbers and help them run their truck like a business. Mm. And so by doing that, we can help drivers make more money. We can help them get home more and make better decisions on their life and take away their stress.
Yeah. Over the years, ATBS has been a strong partner, not just in this initiative, Partners in Business, but that name applies to basically anybody that is doing business with ATBS. How has that changed from where you guys began to where you are now in 2024? I mean, if ever drivers needed, owner operators needed that business partnership, I mean, I would say it's now more than ever. I mean, would you agree with that statement?
I would agree. You know, I think Gary can testament to it as well, but dollars and cents matter right now. Decisions matter. Understanding your costs as we've gone through this pandemic.
Right.
It's just a completely different ballgame where fixed costs are up 8% year over year, variable costs are down 10%. And right. So when you're choosing a load, you have to understand both your fixed and variable costs to make good decisions. And,
sure.
And without those tools, you're kind of running in the dark.
Yeah. And Gary, welcome Gary Books, who has been part of this initiative as well. Gary, you and I were talking before we went on about, you know, some of the practices and also some of the conversations that you'll have with owner operators as you coach with them, if you talk with them. And, you know, part of that, as we were talking earlier, is breaking that ice, you know, saying, you know, if you're looking at a P&L statement saying, all right, you know, you might start that conversation. Hey, what's your gut telling you? Which is an important icebreaker in a conversation, because sometimes, you know, you look at it with the numbers, but a seasoned owner operator also has a gut feeling saying, you know, they know in the back of their mind, okay, this needs to change or that needs to change or whatever it might be. Tell us about how you work with those owner operators and why that's important to have those conversations with them.
Well, thank you, Eric. And, it's an honor and humbling experience to be here with all of you. The way I work with individuals, everyone is different. Everyone has different needs. And what I've learned, what I call beyond mentoring is, and was what I did and developed, and it's evolutionary in the process. So when I talk to an owner, I used to try to have a hard agenda and say, hey, let's look at your P&L. Let's do this. And what I learned was too often they don't have numbers current enough, and then they get embarrassed, they get nervous, and they begin to either make up numbers or make excuses. So I've gone to a format where, hey, let's have conversation. Let's just, what's your gut telling you? What's your intuition telling you? Where are you trending? You know, how do you feel mentally and which direction is that mental energy taking you?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, that's a big thing because look, seasoned owner operators know their business by now. If they've been out there for any amount of time, they know their business by now. And sometimes there is that red flag and you kind of compartmentalize it or you don't necessarily address it right away. What are some of those key things you think right now that owner operators need to address, need to make sure they're constantly watching and addressing, you know, as an owner operator yourself, what would you be telling them they need to look for?
Prevention. Prevention practices, not only mechanically, repairs and so on,
right.
Prevention with their finances.
Yeah.
When times were good, I really tried to encourage owners. That's when you go to the bank. That's when you establish a line of credit, why
right.
your balance sheet is the best it is, and you develop that history.
Right.
Just this week, I had a client called, and his truck's been in his shop because of someone hit his truck, and he had to have it repaired.
Wow.
Wasn't his fault. Had the insurance. It's all being taken care of. But he called his bank because he has a line of credit, and he said, hey, can I defer a month? And they go, you're a month ahead already.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, they said, you have had that practice in place where you have always paid a month ahead. So
wow.
No problem.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. You know, it was a cash flow crunch.
Yeah.
As much as any.
Sure.
Owner operators operate on cash flow.
Right.
So often, so much of their time.
Right.
And so it's a balance between these factors.
Right.
And so finding that balance and not falling into panic mode where they make unwise decisions.
You know, my cousin once told me, you know, the problem that he had for years was the feast or famine part of trucking, you know, as an owner-operator, right? So he would get into that and, you know, Todd, we've watched it, you know, being in the media and covering it for all these years. We watched it with owner operators where they do get to that, you know, cash crunch, but the prevention part of it, as Gary mentions, is key. So if you think of in terms of feast or famine, you build out that pantry to make sure that in that famine mode, that pantry is going to be there for you. So you're building that business supply out to make sure that when you run into that lean time, you can walk into that pantry and things are going to be there for you.
Yeah, I mean, Gary mentioned lines of credit, but, you know, definitely spot on there in terms of the timing to do that, you know, during the feast part of the equation.
Exactly.
But also just establishing routines that feed exactly what you're talking about, and doing it early, setting aside a certain amount of money in a reserve account, that you can tap when, you know, the unforeseen happens. Because in a time like we're dealing with now, you run into the necessity of a large repair bill, the gentleman Gary was talking about, if you don't have the cash on hand to pay for that, man, that can be a killer.
Yeah.
Then you're stuck with that, and you're stuck with all the downtime all the lost opportunity, that you're missing.
Stay tuned for the next installment in the special series. It takes up themes of how to truly be the boss as a business owner, take control of costs with routine engagement with your numbers, among other things. Visit overdriveonline.com/PIB, meanwhile, to download the Partners of Business book and learn plenty more from our online series there, too, about these and other topics. See you next time.